Okay, so today we're diving into something that feels very future of work. It's this new breed of tool aiming to streamline, maybe even automate, the whole job search grind.
Yeah, we're looking specifically at something called AI Job Mixer. And the mission for you listening is to really get how these platforms try to pull everything together.
Everything, meaning from polishing your resume right through to what, haggling over salary?
Exactly. The whole nine yards, all supposedly powered by AI in one place. And they kick off with this really catchy promise, don't they? Your dream job is looking for you.
Right. Which immediately, flips that feeling of desperately hunting, makes it sound like the jobs are coming to you.
And the sources hint at how. They say the AI reads your resume to reimagine you and even sees opportunities you missed.
Okay, reimagine you. That's a big claim. Sounds a bit like magic.
It does. We'll need to unpack that. But first, just looking at the dashboard, you immediately see the business side.
The money part.
Yeah, it says no credit card required, free job search credits included, which sounds great. But right there, your current balance is 0 credits. Zero job searches left.
So the free ride ends pretty quick. It's a classic freemium model, basically. Get you
Yeah,
hooked, and then you gotta pay.
precisely. It suggests a usage-based system. Enough free taste to see the potential, then you need credits or a subscription for real use.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's get into segment one, the command center. What's the first thing you actually do?
Well, it starts simply enough. It asks you, tell us what you want. And it emphasizes using just, plain language, normal
Not
sentences.
just keywords, then.
Right. Describe your ideal role. But the real gatekeeper, the absolute first hurdle, is your resume.
You have to upload it straight away.
Oh, yeah. Everything hinges on it. The job-winning resume builder, the cover letter generator, even the interview prep and salary tools, they're all grayed out, unusable, until you feed it that document.
No resume is uploaded yet. Drag and drop.
It's pretty blunt.
It is. The system needs that raw material. Your career history becomes the fuel for all the AI analysis that follows, and they call it the Resume Command Center. Sounds serious. Step one of three, select resume. Next, get your AI analysis.
It treats that document like gold. Because it's not just reading it, it's actively scanning for ways to improve it, to optimize it.
Which brings us to the core functions, right? The smart job matching.
That uses your plain language description to find jobs. But the really interesting bit, I think, is the resume booster.
Okay, what's that about? Optimize your resume for each application.
Yeah, and it provides AI-powered suggestions to stand out. This is where it gets deeper than just matching keywords.
But how does it actually do that? How does an AI reimagine me or suggest improvements beyond just like adding buzzwords? That feels a bit like marketing fluff unless we know the mechanics.
That's a fair question. And I think the key here is realizing it's probably less about deep human-like understanding and more about beating the machines on the other side.
You mean the applicant tracking systems, the ATS?
Exactly. Those systems often reject resumes for really basic reasons: formatting, missing sections, lack of quantifiable results. The booster is likely designed to fix those things.
So if my resume just says, I managed a project.
The AI might compt you or even suggest phrasing like, managed a 6-month project, delivering 15% under budget, or increased team efficiency by 20%. It pushes for those measurable outcomes that ATS algorithms often look for.
Ah, okay, so it's translating your experience into the language the hiring algorithms understand, making it ATS friendly.
Precisely. It's quality control for your application before it even gets screened out, ensures the structure is right, the keywords are present, the achievements are quantified.
Okay, that makes more sense than just reimagining. It's optimizing for the gatekeepers.
Yeah. And that's where it gets, as you said, really interesting. It's not just a place to find jobs. It's a service to make your application better. It wants control over the quality of what you submit.
By standardizing your resume against what it knows works.
Kind of, yeah. Takes out some of the guesswork, the variability in how people sell themselves.
Okay, so that's the foundation. But it doesn't stop there, right? Let's move into segment two, the end-to-end support. What else does it offer?
Well, it tackles other major pain points like writing cover letters. That takes ages.
Ugh, tell me about it, especially tailoring them.
So there's a cover letter builder. It claims it can generate personalized letters instantly tailored to each job application.
How? Pulling from the resume and the job description.
That's the idea. It merges your now optimized resume data with the specifics of the job ad to create something that looks bespoke. Huge time saver if it works well.
And then there's the LinkedIn part.
Right, the LinkedIn Makeover Profile Optimizer. It asks for your LinkedIn profile URL.
Why? to make sure it matches the resume.
Exactly. Consistency. It wants your public profile to reflect the same optimized metrics drivel story that your resume tells. It's about managing your entire professional brand online, making you look good to recruiters who will check your LinkedIn.
Okay, so it's packaging you up nicely. What about actually performing? Interviews are terrifying for a lot of people.
Big time. And that's where the interview coach or prep coach comes in. Ace your interview preparation.
How does an AI coach you for an interview?
Presumably, it uses the job description in your resume to generate likely interview questions, behavioral ones, technical ones maybe. Then it offers practice sessions, maybe analyzes your answers for key themes or delivery, provides feedback.
Like a flight simulator for job interviews.
Kinda, yeah. Take some of the anxiety out of it by making it a rehearsed exercise.
Sure.
If you practice answers to common questions related to that specific job, you'll feel more confident.
Makes sense. And the final piece seems to be the money, the salary booster or success blueprint.
Yeah, maximize your earning power. Mm. This is often where people feel least confident negotiating salary.
So what does it do? Just give you a number?
It probably goes deeper. It asks you to enter your job details.
Yeah.
That likely means specifics. The exact role, your years of experience and key skills, the location, maybe even company size.
It needs a lot of context.
Right. Because it's likely tapping into large compensation databases. It's not just guessing. It's using aggregated market data.
And the output isn't just a number, you said.
The success blueprint part suggests it gives you a strategy. Like, based on X, Y, and Z, a reasonable range is $1 to ball dollars.
Oh.
But maybe also how to frame that request, how to justify it using the data points you provided.
Wow. Okay, so if you really map it out,
okay.
It finds the jobs, optimizes your resume, writes your cover letter, spiffs up your LinkedIn, coaches you for the interview, and tells you what salary to ask for and how.
That's the pitch. A complete end-to-end service managing the whole chaotic, often demoralizing process.
It covers pretty much every anxiety point a job seeker has.
And in doing so, it gathers an immense amount of very specific, very valuable data about you and the market, which leads us neatly into segment three.
Right, the business logic.
Yeah.
We touched on the credits you pay to play, essentially.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can track your current balance, your purchase history, transactions. It's clearly set up for ongoing payments.
But the really revealing part is when you look beyond the individual user, there's an enterprise plan.
Yes. And this isn't just an afterthought. This is aimed squarely at organizations for talent acquisition. The features listed tell a story.
What kind of features?
Things like critical security and compliance. That means they're prepared to handle sensitive data under potentially strict regulations and platform SLAs.
Service level agreements, like guaranteeing the platform will be online.
Exactly. A 99.9% uptime guarantee. Why would a company hiring need that?
Because if they're running a big recruitment campaign, they can't afford the platform to crash. They lose candidates, waste money.
Precisely. It signals this isn't just a handy tool. It's intended as core infrastructure for corporate recruiting. Reliable, always on.
What else is on the enterprise checklist?
Control features. Admin access control, deciding who in the company sees what data. Usage and rule set management, setting permissions for how the platform is used internally.
So the company buying this gets fine-grained control over the whole process.
They do. It demonstrates this is built as a serious organizational asset, not just a consumer app with some B2B features tacked on.
And the data aspect must be huge for them. You mentioned analytics.
Oh, yeah. The enterprise plan specifically highlights deep insights and analytics. And it even mentions it's powered by Google Firebase. That suggests robust, scalable data processing.
What kind of actionable analytics would an enterprise client get from watching us job seekers use the platform?
Think about it. They get aggregated data on everything. Which resume tweaks suggested by the AI actually lead to interviews? What are the real-time salary expectations for specific roles in specific locations based on what users are putting into the salary booster?
So they get live market intelligence.
Absolutely. And maybe most crucially, they can see where candidates drop off. If lots of optimized candidates bail after seeing the salary range, or during scheduling, the company gets data on why their funnel might be leaking.
So our struggles, our data points, our salary hopes, they all get turned into performance metrics for the hiring company.
Effectively, yes. The platform helps the company optimize its hiring process, reduce cost per hire, understand market trends, all based on the collective inputs and behaviors of the individual job seekers using the tools.
Okay, let's try and synthesize this. What we're seeing with this AI job mixer is, Well, it's a really comprehensive, deeply integrated system.
Yeah, and tries to cover every single step, every worry point for someone looking for a job. The resume, the cover letter, the interview nerves, the salary talk.
And its strategy relies heavily on getting your data, your resume, your LinkedIn, your job preferences, your salary needs, because that data fuels the AI.
It's a trade-off, right? You give it your data, it gives you optimization, and hopefully a better shot at the job you want. It makes the platform incredibly sticky once you've invested that information.
But that brings us to the big question, especially thinking about that robust enterprise plan with its security guarantees and deep analytics.
The plan designed for the organizations paying potentially significant money for the service.
Right. So we've seen how the platform uses your very personal career data, your skills, your history, your salary goals, maybe even your interview practice performance to optimize you for success.
And simultaneously, it's packaging all that aggregated user data into actionable analytics for the enterprise clients. Insights on performance, on market rates, on funnel efficiency.
So when you pour all that personal detailed information into this system, a system built with enterprise-grade reliability, security, and analytics, is its primary goal truly optimizing the outcome for your dream job?
Or is it maybe more focused on optimizing the entire talent pipeline for the enterprise client who's paying for those SLAs and analytics suites? Where does the ultimate loyalty lie?
That's the question, isn't it? Who is the AI really working for?
Something to think about.
Definitely. We'll leave you with that thought. Join us next time for another deep dive.